ושם יש להם פרק בימה המקשה. פרק הקשה. או. השיחת זבימו, מוצו בלשמינו חי. זה בלתישו חי, שמוטה להיכלה בלשחיתה. איכל בבידום עם מוטה, איצו חכון. וידע שניצור לבדיקה. רצל אימא, שאין טריפס מפסידוסה, לפי שהוא אצלנו כשוחות, אף על פי שהוא חי. So the Rambam says that if he ben pakuy ben tes, who is muter b'shchit asime, and even with Rabbonon it's not osea, if lo yifris al gavi karaki. So even if he turned out to be a treife, it's muter. In other words, it's like the shita of Rabbi Shmuel ben Atroi, not like the shita of Rabbi Yavetz and Rabbi Yair. Now, we have to understand the machlekes. Between the shite of Rabbi Yavetz and the shite of the Rambam. Most Rishonim agree with the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah that Ben Pakuye Ben Tes is muta b'shchit asimei, even if the Ben Pakuye turns out to be a treif. Now, the shaila is this. What's the aloche of a Ben Pakuye Ben Tes that is muta b'shchit asimei? Now, when Rav Shmuel Ben Atroye says is matir, so he says even if the Ben Pakuye is muter, mishum kol bi behimot echel, v'nirin dvor. So in other words, so we see that according to Rav Shmuel Ben Atroye, the reason as to why Ben Bakuye Ben Tes is muter b'shchit asimei is because of the Gzeres HaKosuv of kol b'behimos echel. So in other words, it's the same heter as the chilev of Ben Bakuye, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The same heter. So mainly it doesn't matter that it's a treife. The shite of Rabbi Yavetz apparently is that Ben Bakuye Ben Tes is not muter b'shchit asimei because of the Gzeres HaKosuv of kol b'behimos echel. But it's muter because the ma'ase shchita, that is realized in the mother is considered as a ma'ase shchita in the vlato. Because when you realize a ma'ase shchita in a behemoth, so does it mean that you realize the ma'ase shchita only over the neck? Just because the sakin cuts the neck of the behemoth, it cuts the veshet and the kone. So we don't say that the ma'ase shchita is realized only in the veshet and the kone. Physically, it is done that way. But the ma'ase shchita is realized in the whole behemoth. So by cutting the veshet and the kone, you in effect realizing my shchita in the whole behemoth. It's a shchita in the legs of the behemoth, in the forelegs and the hind legs, and in every organ of the behemoth. So mimele, the reason as to why, according to Rabbi Yude, if you shech the mother and you find the Ben Bakuye, Ben Tes Chai, in the mother's womb, so it's muter, is because the same way as you are allowed to eat, let's say the leg of a behemoth that was nishchita. Why are you allowed? After all, the leg was not cut because the ma'ase shchita that was done on the simonim is a ma'ase shchita that has its effect on every part of the behemoth. So, mainly, if at the time of the shchita the ben pakuye was in the mother's womb, so then it's considered as if the ben pakuye had been the leg of the behemoth. Are you allowed to eat the leg of the behemoth? Yes. Why? Because when you realize a ma'ase shchita on the simonim of the behemoth, you realize a ma'ase shchita on every eiver of the behemoth. So mele, the Ben Pakuye that was in the mother's womb at the time of the shchita is considered like a leg of the behemoth. So mele, it is a ma'ase shchita. So then it's considered that the ma'ase shchita is realized on the Ben Pakuye also. Not only on the mother. But since Shchite cannot be matia, a treifa, Shchite cannot be matia I tree for some male Rabbi Yavetz and Rabbi Yael say, if the behemoth, if the Bembakuye turned out to be a treve, so it's also Bachile. But the question is, it's Nita Bishnasime, why is it Nita Bishnasime? Because we consider the Bembakuye as like part of the behemoth. But, so in other words, so it's Buddha Bishnasime because the Maise Shrite that is realized on the mother is a Maise Shrite realized on the Bembakuye also, and the fetus too. But if the Bembakuye turns out to be a treife, so Shrites treife is not matter b'achile. It's meitze isei mili tumas nevele, but it's not meitze isei. It's not meitze isei. It's not matter b'achile. So that's why this is not mutter b'achile. That's the shit. One second, excuse me. That's the shita of Rabbi Yavetz. The shita of the Rambam and most Rishonim appears to be that a bempakuye bentes is nita bishchidasime, but it doesn't imply that the maise shchite done on the mother is considered as if it had been done on the bempakuye too, but the matia. The Shrite, so the Shrite of Rambam can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining it is that it's also Nita B'Shrita Simei. That it's Nita B'Shrita Simei. But not as Rabbi Yavetz assumes that the Maise Shrite that is realized on the mother is considered as if it had been realized on the Bempakuye too. Bempakuye too. No, the Maise Shrite that is realized and the mother is realized al-Pedin only on the mother. But it's matir the Bempakuye also. But it's not that the Maise Shrite on the mother is a Maise Shrite on the Bempakuye. So Mimele, true, the Bempakuye turns out to be a Treife. So, and in Treife, Shrite cannot be a matir. In Treife, Shrite cannot be a matir if the Maise Shrite is realized on a Treife. So then it cannot be a matir. But if the Maise Shrite is realized on a Shole, so then it can be matir a Treife too. That's one way of explaining the Shittas Rambam. The other way of explaining the Shittas Rambam is because of the Gzeras HaKosuv of Kol Bibheimo Sechel. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Bamatroye says, Rabbi Shmuel Bamatroye, after mentioning Rabbi Yael Shite and Rabbi Yavet Shite, that if the Bempakuye is a treife, so it's also midraise. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel Bamatroye matir mishum kol bibeim osecheu, vinirin dvorov, meo zoa. So he bases it upon the Gzeras HaKosuv of kol bibeim osecheu. Now, it goes without saying that in the case that even according to Rabbi Yavetz and according to Rabbi Yael, who say that if the Bembakuye turns out to be a treife, so then it is osea, they only apply it to a Bembakuye bentes. But as far as a Bembakuye benches is concerned, even Rabbi Yavetz and Rabbi Yael agree that it's muta b'achile, even though the Bembakuye benches is a treife. Why? Because we see that Remeir is chelik ligabei the chelev of a Bembakuye bentes, but Remeir is made that the chelev of a Bembakuye benches is mutabachil. The chelev. Now chelev is not something that becomes nitach v'shrite. Nivele ivam lachai is something that becomes muter v'shrite, but not chelev. Still, all the Tanoim agree that the Chilev of Bempakuye Ben Ches is Muta. Why? Because of Gzeras HaKosuv. So Gemara says, because of Gzeras HaKosuv of Bibheim or Bibheim Sechel. But the Rabbi Yeil and Rabbi Yavetz, they hold that the Gzeras HaKosuv of Bibheim or Bibheim Sechel, the Gzeras HaKosuv of Bibheimo Sechelu applies only to something that is not an independent behemoth by itself. let's say, a bembakuye benches. So it's not fully developed as yet. So then we can apply the exact akosuf of bibehimo bibehimo sechimo. Mashein kein a bembakuye bentes. So it's an independent behemoth by itself. So even before it is born, before it comes out from the mother's womb, since it's an independent behemoth by itself, fully developed, so the zakosu of bibehimo bibehimo sechelu doesn't apply. Bibehimo bibehimo sechelu doesn't apply. So mimele, Rabbi Yavet says, in regard to a ben pakuye ben ches. So there it's not a fully developed behime. So the exercise of behime was a chilo applies to it. So, and we see that even Reb Meir agrees. That the chilev is muter. Because of the exercise of behime was a chilo. So even if it's a treibo, it's muter. It's not worse than the chilev. If the chilev is muter, because of exercise kosov of bibeimo bibeimo sechelu, so lachas kamo vechamo that the ben pakuye who turns out to be a treifo is muter because of exercise kosov of bibeimo bibeimo sechelu. Masheinke, in the case of a ben pakuye ben tes, so true we passed that a ben pakuye ben tes. Is muta b'shchidasimei. So Rabbi Yavetz and Rabbi Yael, they hold that's not on the basis of bibeim or bibeim osachilu. Ben pakuye ben ches is muta b'shchidasimei because of bibeim or bibeim osachilu. Mashiikin ben pakuye ben tes, who is a fully developed behemoth by itself. So it's not muter on the basis of the zakosuf of bibehimo bibehimo sechelu, but it's muter because the maise shchite of the mother is a maise shchite realized al pidin in the bempakuye also, in bakuye also. So mimele, since it's a maise shchite that is al pidin considered to be realized in the bempakuye as well, so it cannot be mati retreve because a maise shchite. Can be matir only in Sholei, but in Maise Shchite in Etreve cannot be matir. And the Rambam is chilek on Rabbi Yavetz. And the Rambam is chilek on Rabbi Yavetz. And he is chilek on Rabbi Yavetz. And he is chilek on Rabbi Yavetz and Rabbi Yehiel, because the Rambam, so it's not, so we can explain the Rambam in two ways. Either on the basis of the longness of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Atoye, because of Kol Bibehim Osechelu, so just as in regard to Ibn Bakuye Ben Ches, so even if it turns out to be a treife, so it is muter. So Mimele, Ibn Bakuye Ben Tes also is muter. Or the Shittas Rambam can be explained not on the basis of Kol Bibehim Osechelu. In other words, that the Rambam agrees with Rabbi Yavetz. That can only apply to Ibn Pakuye Ben Ches, who is not a fully developed behemoth as yet. So Mimele, the Xerasakosuf of Bibehim Osechelu applies to it. Mashein, Kini Ben Tes, who is a fully developed behemoth by itself. So the Xerasakosuf of Kol Bibehim Osechelu doesn't apply. And it's mashma that this is the lomdes of the Rambam, not the same lomdes as Rabbi Shmuel Bar Atoye. The Rai is because the Rambam, all right, that is a difficult Rambam, because from the Gemara it appears the other way. So we have to give it teretz on the other Rambam. But the Psaka Rambam is, he paskens like Rabbi Yehuda in the first Machlekes, that Ben Pakuye Ben Tes is niter b'shirasimei, but he paskens like Rabbi Meir in the other Machlekes. So apparently, according to the Rambam, it's two separate Machlekes. Even though from the Lashon HaGemara it's mashma that one is linked to the other, but we see that the Rambam paskens not like that. So we have to give it teretz on the Rambam. But so we see that according to the Rambam, it's too, even though we find the machleket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in regard to the question as to whether Ben Pakuye Ben Tes Chai is Nita B'Shchresimei, and we find another machleket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether Ben Pakuye Ben Tes, the Chilev is Muter or Oseah, So the Shittas HaRambam means it's two separate machlekes. In the first machlekes he paskens like Rabbi Yudei, in the second machlekes he paskens like Rameya. So the Rambam Shita is that a chilev of a ben pakuye ben ches is muta. A chilev of a ben pakuye ben tes is osir midraise is chayv kores according to Rambam. So why? Because a ben pakuye ben ches is not a fully developed fetus. So mimele the gzeras hakosuf of bebehimo se chilev applies to it. So mimele the chilev is also muta. Everything that is b'seir behemo, mashenkin ben pakuye ben tes, so it's not considered as a one behemo inside another behemo. It's a fully developed behemo ready to emerge from the mother's womb. So mimele, the zakosel of behemo sechelo doesn't apply to it. So the chilev is oser. The chilev is oser. And sins and the chilev is oser. So then the question arises: so why is the ben pakuye itself muter, even if it turns out to be a treife? So it seems that the Rambam agrees partly with the lomdes of Rabbi Yavetz, but except that according to Rabbi Yavetz, so in view of the fact that the ben tes is a completely developed behemoth by itself. So mimele, takes a course of behemoth sechelu doesn't apply. Still, it is muter. Why is it muter? Because the maize shchite in the mother is considered the maize shchite in the ben pakuye. So since the reason as to why the ben pakuye is muter b'achile, because the same maize shchite that is realized in the mother is considered alpedin to have been realized in the ben pakuye, in the fetus. So if the ben pakuye turns out to be treife, so we cannot say that it is muter. It is that it's matter etreife, because a maize shrit in etreife cannot be matter b'achile. So that's the svore of Rabbi Yavetz. The Rambam shite is that true that the gzeras hakosuv of bibehimo sechelu doesn't apply to a ben pakuye ben tes. It only applies to a ben pakuye ben ches, but the halacha is, in view of the fact that it was in the mother's womb, so the same shchite that was matter the mother is matter the mepakuye. Not that the maize shchite is considered alpedin to have been realized in the mepakuye, but on account of the fact that at the time of the shchite, so the mepakuye bentes was in the mother's womb, so the same maize shchite that is matir the mother, is matir the vlad. Is matir vlad without him is a maize shchite being realized in the vlad. It's matir the vlad. So mimele, even though the ben pakuye turns out to be treife, it can still be matir. When do we say that a shchite in a treife cannot be matir if the maize shchite is realized in a treife? But here the maize shchite is not considered to be realized in the treife. So that's why. That's why it can be a matter. That's why it can be a matter. Now, this is V'hane mile, v'ben tisho chai, so v'chel bei, v'inton shchite, v'chel bei muta v'dom yosa. V'hane mile, v'ben tisho chai, v'inton shchite shalo yifris al tabikarki. Aval yifris al tabikarki to in shchite ruyo. V'chol she peisil bisho shchites, peisil bei. V'chel bei yosa. Aval kol shot reifes ein eisri leisei. In other words, the tool is not even cheshish for the shita of Rabbi Yavetz, because the shita of Rabbi Yavetz is that midraise, even loy hifris al gabi karke. So if the ben pakuye is a treife, so it's osir. He doesn't even mention Rabbi Yavetz shita. Aval kol shot treife sein eisri leisei. V'im parseis of gluteis, aval pishe hifris al gabi karke, ein toin shrite. V'chel bei muter. In other words, even though the Chachomim of Rav Shimon Zura say that if Yifris al Gabi Karke, so it requires Shchita mid Rabbonon because of Maresayim, but the Gemara says in Gilan Oshe, in Beim Akasha, da fein heo mit beis. Hakel meid in bikolut ben makue, shemuta, mai taime, kol mil sedit mie, mitkat kirl, inch. In other words, since mit der Reise, every ben makue is muta bachile. Even if it lived for 10 years, working and it's working hard and in the field, it's still muta bachile, can kill it and eat it. But mit rabbonon, if if risal gabikarke, mishimare sain, the chachomim required shchiti. So it's only a drabonon based upon Marasayim. So if there is anything peculiar about this ben pakoye, if there is a certain mutation, if we find a certain aberration or mutation in the ben pakoye, so then the Yisra drabonon doesn't apply. Now, so he says, if let's say, now, of course, a behemoth, So has a split hoof. Suppose the ben pakuye that was taken out from the mother's womb, that was nishchetov, happens to be kluto. In other words, he doesn't have a split hoof. So that's an aberration. And it's not also bachile as a mintome, because as long as it was born to a mintoeir, even though he doesn't have. There's the aloha. Suppose a cow would give birth, a behemoth would give birth to a vlad that does not have a split hoof. Now that's one of the simonitare. But if we know that it was born to a mintoir, so then it's mutabachile. So if the ben pakue is kluto, he does not have a split hoof, so then even though it was hifris al gabikalken, it's working in the field, so it's muta bachile without shchite. Because the only reason why it requires shchite is because of marasayim. People say it's all right to kill a behemoth without shechting it and eat it. But since we are materet without shchite, only this ben pakuye that he has a certain aberration, a certain mutation, it does not have a split hoof, so it has a call. Everybody will talk about, everybody will know about this ben pakuye, because everyone looks at this behemoth. It's kluto. It doesn't have a split hoof, so everybody knows that it was a ben pakuye. It was taken out from the mother's womb after the mother was nishreko. So mainly there is no marasai. Hakol meidim bikolut ben pakuye shemuteh amai taimeh kol milsedit mieh mitkat kirlin she. People know about it. Ikedamre omar abai hakol meidim bikolut ben kluto ben pakuye shemuteh amai taimeh treit mieh mitkat kirlin she. So that too is sheinest gemore. According to one lotion, if the ben pakuye has one aberration, so this the rabbonon of shchite doesn't apply. According to other lotion, only if it has two mutations, two aberrations. So then it says even a bigger code. All right. So this is it. Vim passes of gluteis, if it has a certain aberration, a certain mutation. Ah, what is if it's a chemical in tone shrito? We help him with there. Vim is shocked away. Kiki shikoro, what's up, Bob? Tess high. So shrito. Only with the shrito, realize on the mother, then it's muta. But suppose you just made a Sicilian and you took it out from the mother's womb. You didn't share the mother. It wasn't inside the mother's womb while the shchita was done. So then, of course, it requires shchita mit reis. Vafilu shochto v'nisnavlo b'yode, who shoyse treifo. V'shochto ein. Vafilu shochto v'nisnavlo b'yode, who shoyse treifo. V'shochto ein shchitoso materezo u'pea. V'nita v'shchitzatzmei. Now, the expression vafilu is very strange. So the Bes Yosef explains the afilu that it modifies the nita b'shlesatzme, not that it modifies the reish, because then it's strange. The Taz explains it differently, but the Bishyosef explains it. Vafilu is modifies the nita b'shlesatzme. In other words, since it is muta b'shchita simei, so only if the shchita simei was a good shchita. But suppose you share the mother. You share the mother, and then you find out that the mother is in treifa. So then, the mother is not mutabachile. How could the ben pakuye be mutabachile? So, but we have in the Gemara, we have a machleket between Ravame and Rove. Ravame says that in the case of a bempakuye, if you shechet the mother and then you took out the bempakuye bentes, and you, but then you were beating the mother and the mother turned out to be a treifa. So mimele in that case, so he says lidivrei yoei say amuta lidivrei amati os. There is a machleke between Rabbi and Rabbi Yudai whether a ben pakuye is nit bentes is nit avishnasim or not. So Rabbi Meir is eiser, and Rabbi Yudai is mater. We pass like Rabbi Yudai. So he says, suppose you were sheikh the mother and you took out the ben pakuye bentes chai, but then you found out that the mother is a treife. So lidivrei yoei say mater avishnasat. So according to Rabbi Meir, that a ben pakuye is not nita b'shchita simei when the mother is a shleimo, so that means it requires shchita satzme. So in such a case where the mother turned out to be a treife, so you can shech the ben pakuye, and then the ben pakuye will be muter for shchita satzme. So lidivrei yoei say amut, lidivrei amati, according to Rabbi Yudai, the way we pass, that when the mother, the shchita of the mother is matia, the ben pakuye, so that it shouldn't require his own shchite. So in the case where you're a sheikh the mother, and the mother turned out to be a treife, so mimele the ben pakuye has no heta, because you can't shecht him by himself, because he's like part of the mother, and since the mother couldn't be muter for the shchite, because the mother is a treife, so mimele there is no way of being able to eat the ben pakuye. So the divrei samuta. This is what Ravame says. Then Rove says, dalet simoni mitiroteiro. In other words, ben pakuye can be muta through four simoni. Let's say an ordinary behime can be muta through two simoni. Through his own veishet, by cutting, he can become muta. By cutting its own veishet, its own kone. Masheikini ben pakuye can become muter through four simonim, through two pairs of simonim, through the pair of simonim of the mother, and he can become muter through the pair of simonim of his own. So mele, if the mother is not a treife, and you cut the veishet and the kone of the mother, then the pakuye becomes muter b'achile. So that's these two simonim. Suppose you cut. So then you can realize a shrite on his own simonim by cutting the veishet and the kone of the ben pakuye and be matar b'achile, and we pass like Rove, not like Ravame, who says lidivrei hoeiser mat muter lidivrei amati reiser, but like Rove, the dalet simonim itiroteiro by ben pakuye. So he says vafi mishochto v'nisnam lo b'yodi oisho iso treifo mishochto ein shrito so materes uber. So v'nita v'shrites atzmei, because we pass like Rove, that ben pakuye is muta b'dalet simon. So the Bes Yosef says, the afilu modifies nita b'shrites atzmei. In other words, the afilu shochto v'nisnap lo b'yode, oisho iso treifo. So even in such a case, it's nita b'shrites atzmei. Is nita b'shrites atzmei. In other words, that we pass like Rove, not like Ravami. So the afilu modifies, even in such a case, is nita b'shrites atzmei. Im hu ben tes chai, aber im hu ben tes mes, oi ben ches, afilo chayach is osa. Naturally, when do we say that is nita b'shrites atzmei if he's a ben tes chai? But suppose we take out the ben pakuye, the fetus from the mother's womb, turns out to be a treife or a mes, so how can we shech the mes and be matar im achil? Or ben chai, even if he's living, but aloch is that ben ches, even if he's chai, so he's considered as mes. Because he's sefer, so he's considered as mes. So mele, you cannot be mattering by making a shrite on his own simon. Ben tel shenim tzo bim meishchuto, vi god alu bo ala behimo, vi heili, eisi avladin li takone bishchite. Now this is also a gemara. Omer Rav Misharshi, the fine name of base. Omer Rav Misharshi, Lidivre Yoheim Echeishi Shin Lizero Av, Ben Pakui Al Bo Al Behim Em Al Yisei, Havlad Ein Litakon. In other words, there is a machlekes in the Gemara, whether Echeishi Shin Lizero Av, or Echeishi Shin Lizero Av. This is not a Shaila Yimtzies. It means it has reference to a case where we know that a certain zohar, a behema, is the father of a certain blood. We know. The question is whether al-Pidin there is paternal yiches in a behema. So if we say cheshishim is a rav, so that means that by behema there is not only maternal yiches but also paternal yiches. And if we say ein cheshishim is a rav, even though it's established, we know that this is the father. We have no sreikas about it. So still, we say ein cheshishim is a rav. It's not considered the father. It's not considered a father. It's negei lekam lekam aloches legabe isim esnei, for example. Now, isim esnei lishisha to be mechot. So if somebody shechs the mother behime and the child behime, and one day is chay malkes, suppose he shechts the father behime and the child behime, not the mother behime and the child behime, but the father behime and the child behime. So according to the Tanoim, who say ein cheshishim is a rav, he's not chayev. He, according to the Tanoim, we say Chesh Mizarav, he is Chayev. Now, the Tanoim who says Ein Chesh Mizarav, so then he's not Chayev. He's only Chayev, and he says Nei, if he shares the matter. So why does the Torah say Oisei Veznoi Loisei Shavim Echot? So the Torah should say Oiso Vezno Loisei Shavim Echot, not Oisei Veznoi. So the Ramban, the Venezra, they explain it that the Eisei has reference to the mean. The mean is Loshen Zohar. But if we say Ein Cheshishim is a Rav, so then the love of Esav Esnei applies only to the mother and child, not to the father and child. But if we say Cheshishim is a Rav, it applies to the father and child too. And it many nafkemines whether Cheshishim is a Rav or Ein Cheshishim is a Rav. So Mimele. So the Gemara Omer Rav Misharchi Lidivrei Ein Cheshishim is a Rav. Suppose you were sheichet a behem and you took out the bempakuye bentes. He doesn't require sheichet. So in other words, he's considered chochot already. Then that he grew up that bempakuye. And then he was boal beimemaliyase. And then that behem gave birth to another, to a behemoth, to a vlad. So one parent is the bempakuye. The bempakuye is already muter without shchiti. And if we say cheshishim is a rav, so then it means that the child behime inherits the status, the legal status of the parent. If cheshishim is a rav. Now, one parent of the child behime is a shochut, is muter, has the status of a shochut. So Mimele, from the point of view of the inheritance, from of the heredity, from the father parent, so the vlad is also a shochet, but he has a mother too. He has a mother too. Ben pakuy al bo beimem al yisi, and then he was born, and the mother was not nishchato, while the vlad was in its womb. So the mother was not Nishrato, he gave birth to the vlad. So in other words, he's a hybrid. This child is a hybrid. One parent is a shochut, and what the father parent is a shochut. He's already muta b'shchita simei. He's already mut. And one parent is not a shochut. Now, what's the status of this hybrid? Half and half. He's semi-shochut, semi-not-shochut. So Mimele, you cannot shecht him, because you can only shecht a behemoth and be matered b'achile if it's completely unshochut, not shochut. But if it is semi-shochut, semi-not shochut, you cannot be matering to shchite. So there is no way of being able to eat that lot. So Rashi says here that Rav Misharshiye's din of Elita Kone accords with Ravami that Shochat Ezeim v'nim tzestreifo. So Lidivrei Yoeisei Amuter Lidivrei Hamati Roser. So in other words, Ravami rejects this svore, this concept of Bempakuye Muta Midal Tzivoni. So Mimele, since Rav Misharashi agrees with Rav Ame, so there is no aloha of Bempakuye Muta Midal Tzivoni. So that means that Bempakuye can only be Mutea for the simonim of the mother. But he cannot be Mutea for the simonim of his own. You cannot check the Bempakuye. Suppose the mother turns out to be Treife, then there is no way of shechting and eating the Bempakuye, according to Rav Ami. Rav Ami is chilek on the concept of Bempakuye muta b'dal simonim. So Bempakuye is only muter al the simonim of the mother. So mimele, according to Rav Ami, Rav Misharshi says, Bempakuye abu al b'imemali se havladen litakone. Why havladen litakone? Why havladen litakone? Because of the psul of Shia. Because of the psul of Shia. Anyway, from this Rashi we see that according to Rashi, maybe Rashi will say it only Alibe de Ravame, not Alibe de Rove. That's possible. But the Chol HaPoches, Alibe de Ravame, that the Haloche that they ben Bakuye ben Tes is Muta Bishadasimei, it's not on the basis of Bibehimo Bibehimo Sachel. Bibehimo Bibehimo Sachel would that Shayach Ligabi Ben Ches, because he's not a Behemo by itself, but not Ligabi Bibehimo Ben Tes. The Haloche of Ben Bakuye Ben Tes Chai is Muta Bishadasimei is based upon the premise that the Maise Shrite that is realized and the mother is considered Al Pidin to be realized on the Vlatu. And the Vlatu, I mean, when we shecht the mother, so we don't say the Maise Shchita is realized only on the neck of the mother, not on the stomach of the mother. It's realized, the Maise Shchita is realized on the whole mother. So Mimele, the same Maise Shchita is considered Al Pidin to be realized on the Vlatu. So in other words, that means that the reason as to why that Ibn Tes Chai is Muta B'Shchita Simei is not because Bibeimo Bibeimo Sechela. And not because the same shchite that is mater the mother is mater the bepakwe. No, we consider that the same maize shchite is realized on the bepakwe. So mimele, that means now, then, when this bepakwe, on whom a maize shchite was realized, when he is born al behemo maliese, and then that behemo maliese gives birth to a vlad, so this Ben Pakuye has a child. Now the child inherits the legal status of the father parent. So mele, that means that partially, since a Maise Shchite was realized on the parent, on the father parent, so that means that partially the same Maise Shchite is considered to have been realized by the child, because he is the offspring of that Ben Pakuye. But he has a mother parent too. So Mimele, so only half of a Maise Shchite is considered to have been realized on the child. But the other half is still missing. Now we share, now we are going to share this child. So there'll be Shia. Right? This is how Rashi explains. There will be Shia between the Maise Shchite that was realized on the father parent and the Maise Shchite that is realized now. 5 years later, that certainly is equal to the she or she that passes. So he says, so this is what Rashi says. So Rashi says like this, in litakone, sha'areyu ki mishein le yavosimen echot, misadimei, sha'asimen asheni shochud veimedu, she'in shchite nehegez vei ubeimo, bichatzim eloi mischashre. והי סימון בסר אלוי מצטורף לקמי, שאין לי חושי עובדי לו מזו, שאורי שאין שוחות משני לת, ולס לרב משאר שיהיה עוד המון ועיל, דלת סימון עם אח שברחמן. So in other words, Rashi holds that according to Rove, that דלת סימון אח שברחמן, so רב משאר שיהיה דין doesn't hold too. Now, all the Rishonim, except for the Rambam, they pasken, Rav Misharshi is Din, even though all the Rishonim pasken like, not like Rav Ame, but like Rove, so obviously, they are chilek on Rashi. And Tosfos is chilek on Rashi. Tosfos says that Rav Misharshi is Din can accord even with Rove. the Dalet Simonim, because here it's not on the basis of Shia. It's not on the basis of Shia. Here it is because a child inherits the legal status, of a parent. So since the father parent is mutabachile, so memele, the child should also be mutabachile. Suppose this ben bakui. So according to Tesis, it's as follows. Suppose this ben bakui would marry a bas bakui, who was also nita b'shelasime, and then this bas bakui would give birth to a vlad. Then the vlad would be mutabachile without shchite, according to Rav Mishashi. Why? Because a child inherits the legal status of both parents. So since the father parent is mutabachile and the mother parent is mutabachile, so there is nothing lacking in the offspring. But Rav Mishashi has referenced to a case of ben pakui abu al bei memaliyase. So memele, one parent is mutabachile, the other parent is also bachile. One parent has a status of a child, mutabachile. The other parent has a status of a non-child. Now, what's about the child? The child is a hybrid. So in other words, he's half shochut, half not shochut. Half mutabachile, half not mutabachile. So the male shchite cannot be a matter. So to eat it without shchite, you cannot, because he's only semi-mutabachile. He's not fully mutabachile. To shecht it, shchite cannot be matir, because shchite can only be matir in behime, that prior to the shchite it was completely osabachile, and through the shchite it is matir. But if prior to the shchite it was also partially mutabachile, partially not mutabachile, shchite cannot be matir. So it's a din sofik. I mean, we have to say that pshat in thesis. So it's a din sofik. So even according to Rove, the dalet simonim was hotiro, b'ben bakuye. So it's also in litakoy. Now the tour doesn't pass like Rashi, because if the tour had passed like Rashi, he wouldn't even mention this din. Ben Tesh and Yitzhak Meishchuto, V'god L'Ubal Abeimu, V'heili, Eisei Avlad Eilei Takone B'Shchite. Eilei Takone B'Shchite. Hasheichet Abeimu, U'motzo B'Yuber, She'parsei Sof Klute Iski Shol Chameya, Muta, V'loi Miboye Imotzi B'Seicho, Ela Afiru Neilad Mimenu, Muta, Digomo Ben Poro Muta. In other words, if let's say a pop, a gomel is a behemoth male. Suppose a behemoth would give birth to a gomel. 100% gomel. This is a mutation that sometimes happens. This is, scientists call it a mutation. So in other words, so if a behemoth will give birth to a gomel, so it's mutter. So that Gemara learns it out from the pasuk. Hasheichet beim u'motzavod musyeno osa. But if it is hasheichet, so when is it mutter? Because of course, from implies if it looks like a behemo, even though it looks like a behemoth male, but as long as it looks like a mean behemoth, even though it's like a mean behemoth male, so it's mutar. But suppose the mutation is of such nature, of such character, that it doesn't even look like a behemoth. If a behemoth give birth to a bird, so it's also avo imotzo bo behemoth sheragleo kiragleyeno. So is mutter. Hamapela is barrier sheeshloi beis gabi ubei shidrois is also. That's Gemara needed after Dalet, because that is learned out from the pasuk so. The Torah mentions in the parasha rei. Ishmini is so. So what is so? So the Gemara in the that Kodal that says, so. So, because that is learned out from the Pasuk Tzur. The Torah mentions in the Parasha Yirei Yishmini Tzur. So what is Tzur? So the Gemara in Nidah Afkav Dalet says, Tzur, so Haime Berye Sheish Lopiz Gabin Lopish Edrois. So the Aloche, and that is Tzur. So that the Torah was not. All right.
ואם החי הבאים, תונים שתקל. תודה לך, בוא נתקל שתקל, מיד הלוח למייס. הולכת ומאיב הלוח לי, אבל לא שלוח לחי משום בל תשקת. So that's a different kind of an Israel. That's because it's the same kind of Israel like eating with filthy hands or unclean food. Now, that kind of Israel is only shayach in the person. If a person is conscious, but if he's not conscious, so he's not either. In other words, let's say, suppose he'll swallow a living fish, but he will not know that it's a living fish. So he's not even Baltishaktsu, because Baltishaktsu is based upon the subjective element. In other words, the fact that the person knows, you know, that he's eating something he saw and still eats it. So he's even Baltishaktsu, but if he doesn't know, he's not even Baltishaktsu. Let's say, suppose you give a blind person filthy food, and he'll eat it. So the blind person will not be even Baltishaktsu, because he doesn't know it's filthy. All right. Hashem edezabem, v'nim tzeskeo, u'motzobo u'be'a b'nches, Bein chai beimes. So that everybody agrees, even Rav Meir agrees that it's mutabachir. Oy ben tes mes. So is mutabachir v'niton shrik. So that everybody is made. V'motzob ben tes chai. Then we have a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yude in the reise. And all the shame except Balito Pascal like Rabbi Yehuda said it's Mutah. But then there is another machlekes in the Rabbonon between Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbonon and Rabbi Shimon Zure. So Rabbi Shimon Zure says that it's Mutah in the Rabbonon, and Rabbi Yehuda says if Yifris al Gabi Karke, it's Mutah in the Rabbonon. But if Yifris al Gabi Karke, so it requires Shchit in the Rabbonon. V'imotzo b'mentes chai im Yifris al Gabi Karke. Ton shchit. Avol short reifes, eme easy reise. Now, on that point, we saw that Agoy Soshre is chilek. Agoy Soshre. Agoy Soshre mentions in Machlekes between Rabbi Yavetz and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Matroye in regard to Loyif Rizal Gabekat, whether it's a question of a reise. So, Rabbi Yavetz and Rabbi Yehiel say that even Loyif Rizal Gabekat, even though if it's a rabbi karki, where it's muter, but if the ben pakui is a treife, so then it's also a source of the rice. Rabbi Shmuel Balatroye says that it's muter, and the other way agrees with Rabbi Shmuel Balatroye. But then the Agui Soshre mentions in regard to the case of Yifris al Gabi Karki, where with Rabbonon it's required, we require Shrite. So the Agui Soshre says, since we require Shchite, and Shchite cannot be matir etreife, so if it's Yifris al Gabi Karki, and he was sheichei the matir, and then the Ben Bakui turned out to be etreife, so mainly it's also Midrabolot, because Midrabolot is required Shchite. But the other Rishayim say, no, since the whole requirement of Shchite is Mishum HaRasayim, so all that is necessary that there should not be an Ipsu in the Shchite itself. But even if the Ben Pakuya turns out to be treif, it's all right. Not like the Agoy Soshre. And this is how the Mechaber and Rambam pass. I will show treif as in the A series. V'im lo yifris al gabi karke, en ito shchit. V'im parseis of gluteis. So since the shchit is only the Rabbanon because of Marasayim, in order that people shouldn't say that he's just killing a behemoth and eating it without shchite, so if there is a certain aberration in the Bempakui. In other words, Parseis of Kutes. In other words, it does not have a split hoof. Pirishi Parsose Kulo. Achas, Venus Duko. Oi, Shohoyo Beishum Dobo Tomua. Oi, Shohishum Dobo Tomua. So the Ramot says it doesn't have to be Dafke, this aberration. Anything that is unusual. So what does it mean? Anything unusual, in other words, if there is an organic aberration, something that is organically unusual, let's say like an unsplit hoof. But suppose there is something unusual in the circumstances under which this behemoth, this Bempakui is in. So that wouldn't be matered without Shchite if it was Hifris al Kavikarke. However, Rishonim mentioned in the name of Rabbi Cohen that even if there is no organic peculiarity in the Bempakui itself, as long as there is something peculiar in the circumstances under which the Bempakui is eaten, so it doesn't require Shkita, because in view of the fact that the whole reason as to why it requires Shkita, because of Marasayim, people shouldn't say that we eat a behemoth without Shkita, so Mimele, in any situation where there is something peculiar, so people will know. Now, the Agoy Soshre, they are Beimam Kashi. The first Agoy Soshre. Chelbi Mutem of the Bempakui. Vidomi Yosef. So Domi is Yosef because it is interconnected with the circulatory system of the mother. Mistabra de Gide Nami Mutem. Dola Beimam. Virav Yokosav, Mishum Ravai Goyen Ravan. The Gid Anoshi Neigbe, Vitzoroch Lenakrei, Imshomne, the Gid Anoshi. The Gid Anoshi. In other words, you see, there are three shittas. Most Rishonim say that in view of the fact that we pass like Rav Yehuda, in view of the fact that we pass like Rav Yehuda, that some mele not only is the Bempakuye Bentes Chai Muter, al v'shchita simei, without shchita of its own. But even the chilev and the gid of the Bempakuye is also awesome. Is also awesome. Because it's not a behemoth by itself, in as much as it was imo at the time of the shchita, so it's not considered as a behemoth by itself. So even the chilev and the gid is awesome. And from the Gemara it's mashma, that one is told in the other. The Rambam shchita is that it's two separate machlekes. From the Gemara, it's mashma that there is. It's one machlekes, but the Rambam shita is that it's two separate machlekes. So too, we pass like Rav Yehuda in the first machlekes, but we pass like Rav Meir in the second machlekes. So according to the Rambam, both the chilev and the gid are osa. But the shita of the Ravai Goyen and the Ravon is that the chilev is muta. And the Gidanoshe, the Chilev is Muta, and the Gidanoshe is Osa. The Gidanoshe is Osa. Why? The answer is because the Torah says in regard to Chilev, Kol Chilev Sheir is Vikesem, Kesem, Lo Yiseichu. So in other words, only when is it Osa? Only when it's an independent behavior. It's a share by itself, it's an ace by itself, it's a kesef by itself. Mashenkin here, even at the time of the shchita, it did not as yet emerge from the mother's womb, so memele, it's not a share by itself. So the love of chilev doesn't apply to it. Mashenkin ligame gidanoshe, the Torah doesn't say, Kol gidanoshe shel sheir, eiz v'kesef v'sechel. Al kilo yeichud ni Yisrael gidanoshe.
So it doesn't matter whether it's a behemoth by itself or not, or it's part of the matter. So we have three shittas. The shita of most Rishonim is that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so the mele, and it's one machlekes, it's not a separate machlekes. So just as we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, like Pakuye being Nidam Shemesime, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that the chilev is muter. The shita is, the chilev is muter, and Gidanoshe is muter. And the shita of the Rambam is that both chilev and Gidanoshe are osea, and the shita of Rabbi Goy and Ravon is that the chilev is muter, and the Gidanoshe is osea. Rabbi Yehuda mi bagenze, also meise wie hitzre Schritte wie hibris auf Rabbi Kark. Wie chen kosse Rabbi Yehuda mi spiro. Wie Rabbi Schmarje kibbel mi Rabbi bei Rabbi Lezer, bei Rabbi Nuli Schule, she Rabbi Schrire Goe, avi Rabbi Goe, also beiz meise, hitte li vashu a yayim lichatchil li shtei zeim li kichovi. So that words, two things. Some Rishonim mentioned that in the name of Rabbi Goe, and the Goe Sosher mentions it, in the name of Rav Schirei Goy, So two unusual things Rav Schirei Goy did. First of all, one kule that he did, I mean, that is, no one is chilek on it, but apparently it was considered as a chiddush. So he was matel lechatchile to be mivashel yayin, and then to let a goy and let. Why? Because Yai Mivushi doesn't aser. Chatchil ishtes in the Gechovi, v'gam bnei pakuyes v'elei, v'lishoch atechot mehem, elahim ishneyem. So Rav Shmuel Goyen had two ben pakuyes, and he didn't check them, and it was already, he was al gavikarak, and still he didn't check them. Why? Elahim is shneyem, bikupet with an axe, he killed both of them, ben kaneyem, near the horns, v'achilom mechupet, and he served it at the chuppah, at the wedding. So, v'im shom ra'il hatev l'shritet, so we shouldn't say that the reason is why Rav Shlomo Goyen was neig like that is because he doesn't pass like the Rabbonon, but he passes like Rav Shimon Zure. No, it's not that he passed like Rav Shimon Zure. He passed like the Rabbonon too, but the Isa the Rabbonon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does not apply to such a case. The Shami Rusom, the chuppe have, utemir inche, kahid abaye dom hakomedim mikol ben pakue, shu mutabo lishrite, dimitech shetmi al kletose, kil yetziolo, shu ben pakue, vili oselachlu. So, ordinarily we pass like the Rabbonon, that if Yifris al Gabikarke it requires shritim the Rabbonon. But why does it require shritim the Rabbonon? Because of Marasai. People shouldn't say that we eat behemoths without shvite. So why would people say? Because they won't know it's even pakui. So in view of the fact that there was such a big crowd at that wedding of Rav Shmuel Goyen, everybody was there. So mainly there couldn't be any marasai. So it's also idomot amila. It doesn't make any difference whether the peculiarity it consists in something organic, in an organic peculiarity, affecting the ben pakui itself, or it's an extraneous peculiarity. As long as there is something unusual, people talk about it. I mean, such a big wedding. I mean, the calves are going ahead. So they'll know all the facts. I mean, that these two calves that were killed were ben pakuis. So he says, all right, but many of the sheni machilik and this thing of Rav Shmuel Goyen of Rabbi. Alright. Avo pishi hifet rabbi karke niton shri. Or he says, vim parseis of kvuteis, avo pi, shi hifris al gabi karke en niton shrite. Viyesh mi gam gimi midovo. Why yesh mi gam gimi midovo? Because Abaye has two lishenes. The first motion of Abaye is that Hakko made him bikluto. That doesn't require shrite. And the second question is Hakel made him be Klutov and Klutov. In other words, there should be two temiyas, two aberrations. So that's why the Yesh began in Midovo. Only if there are two aberrations. In other words, Klutov and Klutov. All right. Im Mishochatei, Eloko, Vichein im Mishochto,
wenn ich namno do jode euch nimmt sie streifo i mo juber han nimmt so goben tes hai ton schritterle atme wenn ich dabo so ich wie diten chert de mader elo komo wir gehen im schacht wenn ich namno do jode euch nimmt sie streif so de schritte am de mader turned out to be a failure. In other words, because there was a psu in the shrit. Or there was the mother turned out to be a traitor. Imohu beranim tzoboi ben teschai ton shrit el atzme benita boho. Now, so he talks of two cases. He discusses two cases. One is when no shrit was realized in the mother altogether. And the other case is where it was... It was a shrite was realized, but there was a psu. So in both cases, it can become muter al the shrite satsme. Now in the first case, so it can be muter when no shrite was realized. So according to everybody, it can be muter al the shrite satsme. In the second case, it's totally machleket between Ravame and Rove. But we can pass like Rove, the dalet simoni mitiro teiro, so memele bentes chaito un shrite latsinito. Vimu betes mes, oi benches, afilo chai, because a benches, a fites benches, is considered like a mes, even though while he's alive, so are his os. Now, there are some who say that this halacha that is mentioned in the Gemara, it's mentioned in the Gemara Ligabe Behemo, it's mentioned in the Gemara Ligabe Odom, that a fetus, an eight-month-old fetus, has a din of a mess because he's not viable. So they say, that it doesn't appear to be consistent with the mitzvahs today. So because of that, there were some gdelim who say that nishtane hatev. I don't think, that we have to say that it's nishtane hatev. Rav Meisher Feinstein says that it's nishtane hatev. So Mimela, that means that today a ben ches, whether it's in a nodom or in a behemo, is to be considered as chai. We don't have to say that it's ishtana teva. I don't think that the mitzies does not conform to the din of the Gemara. Because the Gemara itself distinguishes between a ben zayin and a ben ches. So, a 7-month-old fetus is considered chai, is considered viable. And a ben ches, an 8-month fetus, is not considered viable. Now, appears to be strange. So if a fetus was born in 7 months embryological development, so then he is viable. And if he was born after 8 months, he's not viable. What's the svara? But it's not strange at all, because the Gemara itself says that when do we say that an eight-month fetus, so is not considered a ben kayome, is not viable, that is only if he's born not fully developed. But if he's born fully developed, so then he is viable. He is viable. So the Gemara says that if he's born after 8 months, fully developed, with all the void developed, So then he is a ben zayin. Elo da ashuye hu kumishayim. Bimeyimim. You know, sometimes it happens that the fetus stays in the mother's womb 10 months too, and 11 months too. I mean, it doesn't happen that the fetus should stay more than 12 months. So in other words, if a fetus stays in the mother's womb, in other words, so if it's more than 12 months, so then it's a raya, let's say, so that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say if the husband went to Medinas Hayam, and then the baby was born more than 12 months after the husband left for Medinas Hayam, so then it's a raya that the flag is a mamzer. But after 12 months, we don't say that he's a mamzer. Why? Because it happens that the fetus is born 10 months after conception, not 9 months or 11 months. So in the case where Ibn Ches is fully developed, so then he's a Ben Kayon. Because we say he's a Ben Zayin, a Lushui commissioner. So what does it mean, he say Ibn Zayin? So the plain pshat in the Gemara, and that conforms to the Metzias. You see, some babies require an embryological development of 9 months. And some babies do not require an embryological development of 9 months. I mean, all the 7-month babies. So are babies that become embryologically fully developed in 7 months. As a matter of fact, many of the 7-month babies are born not fully developed. But many of the 7-month babies are fully developed. So that's a raya that some babies sometimes a fetus becomes fully developed in 7 months. So if a baby is born after 8 months and is substantially undeveloped, so that's a raya that this is the kind of a fetus that requires a 9-month the embryological development. So in Mele, it's not that there is nishtana teva. So so many babies are born after 8 months, not after 9 months, and they live. But why? Because they are developed in 7 months. And when the Gemara says he's Ibn Zayin and Shuli Komishin Olay, so it doesn't mean that in the 8th month nothing happened, no development took place. No development took place in the 8th month. There was a certain further development and biological development in the 8th month too, but there was a sufficient embryological development in the 7th month. So Mimele, he is viable. So we don't have to say that it's Nishtanata. Anyway, so whenever the Shulchan Aruch mentions that a ben ches afilu chai, so he has a din of imes, so it only has reference to a case where he is not fully developed. But if he is fully developed and if he's living, so he's considered as chai. The achshav ein lehatir shum vlad hanimtza bibeimo imoein treif. Why the chashinon? The chashinon, so we are not matterit on the basis of Shchitas Atzmei. The chashinon shemo einoi bentes. But suppose we know that he is a bentes, so then in the chanami. But in the behemo, it's difficult to tell whether he's a bentes or a benches. So mimele, we cannot be matter of Shchitas Atzmei because maybe he's a benches. So he's a mess. Yes. Einoi chanami, if we see that he's fully developed, so then we can be matia al bishchidas atzmei. Yes.
So ben ches live.
What?
So ben ches is fully developed and live with the same makolik as Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah.
That's right. Yes. So then he's like ben zayin if he's fully developed. He's a ben zayin.
Criteria would be whether it lives after it comes after you take it out of the mother.
What?
Criteria could be if it would live after it comes out of the
mother. That's right. That's right. If he lives 8 days by Odom, so the criterion is 30 days, and by Behemo, so it's 8 days. So if he lives for 8 days in Behemo, so it's a raya that is not an evil. Bentes chai, shenimtzo bimei shchuto, Ksheiro. We go down now, that's their din. Rav Mishar, she is din. So Rashi says that it's not only the Hilchas, but most Rishayim are Chirik. So the test Chai Shemim, so we may shchut to Ksheiro. We go down, we go down, we go down, we heli, eisi avlad, eli takono bishchito. We go down, bas pakuo, kayeitzi bei, הרי בני ובן בנו יציב כל הדרס קומיים, וכולם צריך לשחיתו מדבריהם. ואין הטריפס, ואם בו הרבס פקוע, so in other words, if it is a בנטס חי, that is בו הרבהים עוד אלמו, והלו יצאו איסי עבדים לתקון המשחית, so מדרעי יצאים לתקון המשחית. ואם בו, suppose, it is בן פקועה, did not bo, was not bo al beimo de almo, but on its kind, vim bo al bas, pakua ka yeitze bo, hari bnoi u ben bnoi, atzeif kol adivis komeyu, so then mit reitze it's muter without any shrite. So, but mit rabbanon, it requires shrite because of the marasai. So, tzrich en shrite mit ibrahim, vein atreif es bezel. Hasheichait es a beheimo ומוצבות מוספי אף על פי שהוא יפתוהיה הרי זה עושה באכיל לא יותר מן הנמצא בבימו אלא מה שיש לי פרס אלא מה שיש לי פרס so Now the Gemara, this is Daf Samachtes, Omed Aleph for the end. So the Gemara says, El Ma'ato Hasheikh, the last line. Hasheikh is Abheimu Motzobod Mustiino Tishtere, Alom Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Hasheikh is Abheimu Motzobod Mustiino Osobachino. The last line, Daf Samachtes, Omed Aleph. So if he finds a creature that has the appearance of Yeno, also Bachilo. So the Gemara says, Bino Pars, Pars is Vilek. Doch Hamashmi, Shtei Pars is Umal is Geir, Ani Tzu Beinu Techeil. Elo Mato, Kolud Bimei Poro Litze. So if you Darshi, Behimo, Bala Shtei Parsois, Umalas Gero Hanim says Bibhemot Echelo. So if you find inside the mother's womb a behemoth that has an unsplit tooth,
So should be Osea, Otone de Rabbi Shmuel, Krebshim be Yehoi, Pals of Behemothe. Pals of Behemothe. So, in other words, as long as it has a parso, even though it's not a splitu, so then it's mut. When is it osel? If it doesn't have, if the fetus that we find in the mother's womb doesn't have any parso at all, doesn't have any parso at all. So there is a machlekes reshem. The machlekes reshem. Some reshem say that the gzeras hakosuf, that the gzeras hakosuf of parso bibeimotechelu implies that only if the fetus has a parso, has a hoof, whether split or unsplit, it has a hoof. So then it's muta. But if it doesn't have a hoof, if it doesn't have a hoof, let's say, like a shechet zabeimo, what's about musieno? Now a yeno, a pigeon doesn't have a hoof. So then it's awesome. Suppose the whole organism of the fetus is an organism of a behemoth, but it doesn't have any hoof at all. Is it osea or it's not osea? As a matter of fact, sometimes, you know, there is such a thing as a mutation. Only after, so it's something unusual, but after, you know, the few years after the bombing of Helsinki and Nagasaki by the United States, so all kinds of aberrations happened. So then it happened among the animals, and it happened even among human beings. So, I mean, all kinds of aberrations happened. So suppose someone is sheikhed as a behemoth, and he finds in the mother's womb, he finds a fetus that has the shape of a behemoth, but it doesn't have any hoof. It has the legs of a yin. Is it muta or osa? So there is a machlekes reshem. Some reshem say that the gzeras hakosuf is parso bibehimo sechel. Otoni v'Rabbi Shmuel kavshim yechoy. Parso bibehimo sechel. So that means the important thing is it should have a hoof, a parso. And if the whole form of the fetus is that of a behemoth, but it doesn't have a hoof, it's awesome. Suppose the shape, the goof of the fetus is that of a yeno, but it has the legs of a behemoth with a parasol. So then it's muta. Other shape say no, that when the Gemara says parasol bebehemoth techelu, it means mean parasol. In other words, it should have the shape of a behemoth. But suppose it has the shape of a behemoth, but the goof is that of a behemoth, but the legs is of a yeno, so it's muta. Suppose that the goof is of a yeno, but it has the legs and the hoof of a behemoth, so it's awesome. In other words, there are 2 days. So these are the 2 days. Asheret is a beimo. Umotzo bot musei. Ava pishu eifto. Ya harizos bachile. Lo yehuta min amimtso bi beimo. Elo ma she yeish lo yiparso. So, ma she yeish lo yiparso. So, in other words, there's a Rosh Naramba. And from the Rosh Naramba mitzmashma, that the Rambam Shite is, that the important thing is it should have a parso. And then he says, "V'yei shemri." Now this lotion of the Ramo is very difficult, so the Taz and the Shach they discuss it. "V'yei shemri," the afilu parseis of klutis, rak sheyideimo li behemo, shebimino, min sheyeish lo yiparso. So in other words, that's the sheet of thesis. That the important thing is that the general mare of the fetus should be the mare of the behemo. So in other words, so the general mare is determined by the shape of the head, by the whole goof, not by the legs. That doesn't turn. So the difficult thing in the Ramo is, why does the Ramo say, V'yei shemrim da filu parseis of kuteis? So he should say, V'yei shemrim da filu ein lo parso klal, not parseis of kuteis. Parseis of kuteis means it has a hoof, but an unsplit hoof.
So, according to the Shidduch Teitzvah, it has no hoof, it has no legs altogether. As long as it has the shape of the head and the shape of the organism, as long as the shape of the head of the organism is that of a behemoth, even though it has no legs at all, without any legs, so it's muta. Why do they say that from the basis of kutei? So that is discussed. V'yesh im lafu basis of kutei srak shehei teimu l'beimu shebimino min sheyesh l'pas. Yeah, all right. Now the Taz, in Sifyut. So in explaining the Mechaber, he says, v'yesh l'pas of yichsif kom afes es pas of yibeimu techeilu v'pas of tal yemil se v'lo yisage b'min b'heimu sheyesh l'pas es. Zui das ha-Rambam. Ha-yishim v'mudas ha-teis v'zverosh ha-filu im l'pas ha-klal. Alei simin yesh li parse si sage hashech et esabei mo umo tzobo beri sheyesh lo sheyesh lo shnei gabim shnei shadroi si zoser si zoser. So now so shnei gabim shnei shadroi si zoser. So he says that this is, that's a Gemara in Nidah. Rav says that this is the Shua Amura Bateo. Umichliye loy chayim, v'admerei l'meishe, v'bmeyi meyosef.